Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Hour number three begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:06. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, happy Thursday, my friends. Yeah, we could get some nasty weather moving through the area, coming in from the north and the west, typical. And so be prepared for that. We could get some wet roads and even nastier stuff. And we'll let you know if that's the case. And one of our top stories, the FISA thing, they were supposed to renew the FISA stuff. Well, that whole thing got tanked. Oh. So there's issues there. We'll dig into that in a little bit. Inflation continues, as reported recently, so you're not going to see a cut from the Fed. But on a lighter note, the Masters kicked off this morning, 8 o'clock, or at least it was supposed to, at Augusta National. So good things. Oh, locally, Orange and Blue game coming up Saturday. Take the family. Good opportunity. Get up close and personal with players and coaches. Get autographs, stuff like that. It's a good time.
Sounds fun.
So there you go. But joining us right now, we have the pleasure of sitting down with the state attorney for the 8th Circuit, Brian Kramer, is with us. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well this morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Now, and I'm not trying to be smart alecky here, but what should I refer to you as?
Brian.
Okay.
I like that.
Straightforward.
That's easy, yeah.
You know, explain to us in basic concept, what does a state attorney do?
So the state attorney is the chief law enforcement officer for the circuit. Florida has 20 judicial circuits. We're in the 8th Judicial Circuit, which is Alachua, Union, Baker, Bradford, Levy, and Gilchrist County. And so we are responsible for prosecution of approximately 18,000 criminal cases per year.
Wow.
That is quite a bit for the population that you cover, it seems like. So are you or your office, I guess in fairness you should say, how many people, is there deputy state attorneys?
There are assistant state attorneys. Okay. I currently employ 41 assistant state attorneys.
Wow. So you've got a staff and you need it if you're looking at 18,000 cases. So how much influence would you have over a lot of these cases? And I guess what I'm asking is, you know, we hear stories of, they brought it to the state attorney and they said there's not enough information here or whatever to move forward and take it to court.
Right. So I set policy and then I have supervisors who supervise the individual assistant state attorneys. And there's also the rules regulating the Florida Bar and the American Bar Association that set standards for when prosecution can be commenced and when it cannot be commenced. And we follow those standards very closely. And so that's basically how we do it. But on a case-by-case basis, only the most serious cases would I be personally participating in the decision-making process.
What about when it comes to bail or no bail? We've heard so much about this recently because bad people, quite frankly, are getting out, not having to post any sort of bail. They say, well, that's, you know, there's poor people and it's not fair. They'd be stuck in jail, where many of us say, well, this person's a repeat offender. We don't mind if they're in jail for a little while. At least we'll have maybe a few days rest from criminal behavior. So what do you have to do with the bail process?
Absolutely. We represent the state of Florida in the bail and bond process. So we present the evidence to the court. We argue on behalf of the state of Florida and whatever we believe is appropriate for the particularities of what's happening in that particular case, with the issues being whether the defendant is likely to return to court and whether or not There are conditions other than keeping the defendant incarcerated that can satisfy the safety of the community and the safety of the victim. Recently, Florida law changed, and so this issue of somebody has a lot of money, so they're going to get out, and somebody who doesn't have a lot of money isn't going to get out, that has been ameliorated to some extent by a recent change in the law where they've set out certain standards, and if the person who committed the alleged offense meets those standards, they're not going to get out, no matter what amount of money they have, whether they are very wealthy or not.
So maybe previous record would come into play there?
Previous record comes into play. The nature of the offense comes into play.
Whether they have gainful employment, would that be a factor?
It's a factor in whether or not someone's likely to return to court, is whether or not they
have... Okay, because you have a job or a family to feed, right, for instance. That right. person's more likely to follow through legally.
Right, the ties that the person has to the community. But there are certain offenses that the Florida legislature have said that if you meet these criteria, you're not entitled to bond at all.
At all?
At all.
Okay.
Right. And then what the Florida legislature has also said is that if the court determines that you are going to return to court, that there are conditions that can satisfy the protection of the victim and the protection of the community, then the court is required to set bond and bail at the amount, an amount that it is reasonable that the person could make. So how much money that person is able to bring to the table for a bail or bond is relevant in that perspective of if the court has decided you should be out under reasonable conditions, then the court has to consider, well, what are your financial abilities to make bail or bond?
So in this case, when you say court, the judge would have the final word on the bail, correct?
Absolutely.
But your input, obviously, you're going to say, hey, your office will say, hey, we think it should be set, you know, X amount. We think this guy could be a flight risk, et cetera. You state your case, and then the judge rules.
Correct. We stand equal as before the court with the defendant. The
okay.
defendant has the same ability to make those same type of arguments as we do.
Now, and you could clarify, but I thought the governor not that long ago, and I think maybe it was the Tampa Bay area, one of the circuits around there, where he actually got rid of a state attorney there because he wasn't fulfilling. Okay, tell me about that. In other words, how do you know if somebody's fulfilling their duties, you know, their legal responsibilities, or they're not? In other words, we hear all about, maybe not here, but in the country, these state attorneys that never bring charges, never bring cases, you know, they let everybody go, those kinds of things.
So they're really two different circumstances for the two individuals, state attorneys, that the governor removed. One of them was in Tampa, Andrew Warren. The governor removed him on the basis that he was refusing to prosecute certain crimes. And that's been the subject of extensive litigation that's gone back and forth in the federal courts. Those were related to abortion and some other matters that Mr. Warren was alleged to have said he's not going to prosecute. In the Ninth Circuit, which was Orlando,
okay.
the removal there was basically based on job performance and that state attorney's willingness to enforce the law as it has been set out by the legislature. And the governor, in a very extensive order from the governor, laid out in great detail where this prosecutor had failed.
Okay.
And so really they were separate and both, you know, sort of distinct, but you know, it isn't that hard to know that as the prosecutor, your job is to enforce the law and your job is to accept the law as the legislature gives it to you and enforce it within reasonable bounds and with reasonable discretion. And that's not that difficult. Those are extreme cases.
I never thought that a state attorney would be inviting people to a shootout, but apparently you are.
Well, I am. The Big Red Shootout is this weekend. It's at
Big Red Shootout.
Shoot GTR, one of our premier local gun ranges.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family-oriented event that is focused on fun and firearm safety and marksmanship. And there will be events for families to participate in, individuals to participate in. There'll be trainings available, lectures. There'll be all kinds of good things happening. And it's from 9 to 1 on Saturday.
And this is the Republican Executive Committee, or is this specifically for you and your campaign?
I am sponsoring it, but it's actually put on and being coordinated, and it's completely through the Republican Executive Committee.
So you're up for re-election. What's the criteria for somebody to run? In other words, you know, could just anybody run for state attorney? That would be my fear when it comes to these things. Obviously, I know you're qualified, but I was wondering, you know, hey, anybody could run for election, right?
Well, sure. If you meet the criteria that's set forth in the Florida Constitution, you have to be an elector of the circuit. So you have to live in one of the counties mm-hmm. that I previously mentioned. You have to be a member in good standing with the Florida Bar for the preceding 5 years.
Oh, so in good standing means you have to be a member of the bar. So that you would have to be a qualified attorney.
That's correct.
Okay.
And you'd have to be in good standing for the preceding 5 years, meaning no one who's been in the bar less than 5 years can be the state attorney. And anyone who's been subject to discipline that resulted in suspension or disbarment in the preceding 5 years is also ineligible.
Well, you enlightened us a lot about, you know, we hear the term state attorney all the time. Not everybody understands the function and what you do and how many people you have under you. And 18,000 criminal cases, was that last year you prosecuted in your circuit?
Approximately 18,000 wow. cases a year. I'll tell you one, we handle about 26,000 individual pieces of digital forensic evidence every month.
Wow. Every month.
Wow.
All right.
We got a bunch of bad guys out there, Bob.
Yeah, we do.
Just saying.
State Attorney Brian Kramer running for re-election, coming in and being on the Bob Rose Show. We appreciate that. And a big event. Big Red Shootout is this Saturday, 9 to 1 at GTR. And Brian, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
thank you guys.
It. All right. It is 8:16. We've got a lot more to talk about, including some black people don't like Trump, like Whoopi.
Well.
But some black people do.
Yeah?
We'll talk about both.
All right.
Coming, because there's only two.
Oh.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.